Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the program we call What's On Your Mind, Wednesday edition, brought to you today in part by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Tomorrow I'll be live in Dickinson, telling you about all the Pick Up the Patch events that are happening all across the patch, and Newtown cranks up early next week. Dickinson on Friday, there's a lot of them. Find them all at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. You'll find out more about the 81,000 jobs related to the industry and $43 billion in economic impact as well right there. We're guest-free in this first hour, which means whatever. We'll call this a Whatever Wednesday. Whatever is on your mind, this is the perfect time to share it with us by picking up the phone at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Not sure I can do this without my partner, Todd Mitchell. Todd's working on some IT stuff, as he was yesterday. He'll be here for part of the show, but not all of it today. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here next hour. Every Wednesday, generally. Sometimes it's a different day, depending on the congressional schedule. But mostly Wednesdays is our talk radio town hall day, when Congressman Cramer here is to take your questions and comments on any and all issues. And I have a tendency in deciding who to bring you on the program to have more, you know, just a particular story comes up, we get a guest to talk about it. But on Wednesdays, we have Congressman Cramer for the whole second hour. And obviously, you're calling about issues related to things you'd like your member of Congress to know about or work on or whatever. And so try to go guest-free in this hour when we can, because that allows us to find out what's on your mind and not be directed at any particular topic. So have at it. If you press me to say, Scott, what's on your mind? I'd say, well, as soon as I say it, then that's going to prompt comments on that issue, and I really want to hear from people on any issue. So what do I do? Do you want to know what's on my mind? Or would you rather just tell me what's on yours? Let's start with that question before I tell you what you know. Or a little guessing game, maybe. What's Scott thinking today? What's on his mind? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Emails studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You go first. I'm going to do everything in my power here to keep my powder dry. Unless you want to know. But if you want to know, you have to call and say, I'm more interested in what's on your mind than what's on my mind. And when I say what's on my mind, I'm talking about in the way of a topic that's in the news that I think deserves some discussion. Tell you the truth, what's really on my mind is this weather. Oh, my gosh. Oh, and maybe it's because, you know, we had that nice little stretch of late winter, early spring, and then it got cold and windy and kind of ick, and now it's just beautiful again. Just absolutely love that. Okay, our lines are full, so that's perfect. You can have at it. Andrew in Jamestown, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Scott. This is Andrew from Jamestown. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
I'm well, and thank you for calling and listening, Andrew.
Hey, I just was curious. You know, I've called you guys on numerous occasions. You probably recall, but maybe not. You get a lot of calls. So anyways, a couple of times I've talked to you about the this ongoing thing with the police that seems to have been rash lately. I'm hoping that someone can correct me if I'm wrong, but has the Baltimore Police Department actually offered any kind of feasible explanation as how this happened with this guy?
You're going back to the case of this individual, you're saying, not this guy. I assume that's what you mean, right?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You know, I have, it's been a while now since I've seen this, but I believe the investigation's ongoing on it. So I don't know how much in the way of details we've gotten on it.
I
hesitate to you know, sort of play that game, for lack of a better term, Andrew, because it certainly doesn't condone the thuggish behavior that we're now seeing. It's happening.
And, you know, I misspoke. I certainly wasn't trying to make a correlation, but what I was trying to say was, I guess my point, Scott, is this, is that it just seems to me like this outbreak with police brutality, the indiscretions of their decisions, seem to be hitting the forefront. You on social media, you see a lot of the videos, and this is all before and after. It's like hot and cold when you hop in the shower. Too hot when you get in, too cold by the time you get out. There doesn't seem to be a happy medium, and I guess the thing that kills me is that people want to throw this guy under the bus, and I'm referring to Freddie, the victim, and I will call him the victim because, you know, there's been no feasible explanation as to why it just occurred. But anyways, they're bringing up his past record, blah, 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 as if that is some sort of reason to condone the actions of these police officers, some kind of an explanation. And I understand people want to have explanations, but I don't know. I'm of the opinion that a past is a past and a current is current, and sometimes things get skewed.
All right. And, you know, separately from the debate over the riots, worthy conversation, Andrew. Interesting point, and I guess all I can offer is that it's an ongoing investigation. But I'll just stay away from the riots because I'm still perplexed by that. And I said yesterday, I'll say it again. The breakdown of the family has many consequences, and that, I think, is what we're seeing on our television screens without question. Appreciate the call and call again. Kurt in Bismarck, what is on your mind?
Good morning. Say, you know, the legislature, what little they did, you know, they cut it funding on some of the projects that they had because they said they didn't have any money because of the oil tax. I have a great idea to make extra money. Raise the fines on the speed limits. Interstate and a lot of these side street roads and stuff, they're just like racetracks. Raise the fines. There's our money.
All right. So Kurt wants higher fines. You said what little they did. Does that mean you're unimpressed with the work of the legislative session this far, of this session?
Well, oh, yeah. They didn't do half of what they should have done. You know, it's basically like a big party every year up there now. It's, you know, we don't need another governor's mansion. Where's that $5 million going to come from? That's going to come from you, and that's going to come from me. What's wrong with the place they have? Just, you know, remodel it, put some new cabinets in the kitchen or stuff like that, and take care of the stuff that's really needed instead of some of the stuff that they did take care of and voted yes on.
What would you have liked to see done? What was the high on your priority list, Kurt?
There's so many of them I can't even start. It's just frustrating that...
Pick one. What do you wish, just one thing you wish they'd have done that they didn't, that was a big issue?
You know, the Common Core thing, but I don't even want to get started on that because it upsets me. You know, like a caller called a few days ago, his children are done with their work in school already, and they're not learning anything. Basically, they're not teaching anything anymore for the children.
So you supported the idea of opting out on Common Core?
Well, yeah. You know, you and I didn't have Common Core, and look how we turned out.
Well, some might say that's why we need it, but I, at least for me, Kurt. But I hear you. I want to take exception with the idea that it's a big party. I spend a lot of time and have over the last 6-8 years watching the legislative session work. Spend probably more time than I ever have last session, and a fair amount of time this session as well. You know, actually walking the hallways and being there. I've never seen a group of people work harder. And I don't mean this as a partisan statement. This is whether you're Republican or Democrat. What is jammed into 80 days of legislative business? You know, every other year is pretty extraordinary. And, you know, when you say it's a big party, well, look, there's receptions, and I think that's actually important. You get to know people that way. There's different events. You bring people to town. Everybody does that. But I don't. You know, it's not a big party. It's a lot of work. And actually, you kind of hit on what I had on my mind today, because I'm just thinking as this wraps up that I don't think the average North Dakota citizen has any idea of what that takes. And I believe the Founding Fathers envisioned government working like that, where you have people that are, you know, shopkeepers and farmers and, business people of all walks of life, that teachers and that go there and roll up their sleeves and for 4 or 5 months a year, just totally camp on Bismarck Monday through Friday. That's a citizen legislator, right? And, setting aside the issues of what you like or what you don't like about what they did, I think that's something to be, I'm going to just say, I believe that is something that we ought to celebrate, because I think that's the best kind of government. But trust me, it's not a big party. They work hard. Mike and Bismarck, Ed and Dickinson, Casey and Kildare, to find out what's on your mind when we come back. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
April is National Soy Foods Month. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent option to keep your family energized and satisfied all day long. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a very healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy milk and soy snacks to meal options such as soy burgers, edamame, and tofu, you will definitely find a soy food choice that is both healthy and delicious. To help you start cooking today with soy, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council for free recipes or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237. On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The hour on What's On Your Mind, rolling on, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, or 701-258-0550. I did look into that Freddie Gray status. It hadn't been all that long ago since this incident happened, but evidently six officers have been suspended with pay, placed on desk duty while this is being investigated. So the investigation is ongoing. But Andrew from Jamestown had called to ask if anything had been... you know, commented on about that. Okay, Ed and Dickinson, Casey and Kildare, Mike and Bismarck in that order. Ed, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me.
Okay, first off, the first person I heard say anything about what prompted the riots last night was a Sheriff Clark, County back there. And he says why this is happening is because the liberal Democrat-run cities have no future. And then he was the first person saying about it. And then everyone sort of started realizing, yeah, everyone's complaining that they don't have a future, and it's because of the Democrats that had these run cities that we're going to give everything to the poor, and now because they're second, third-generation welfare people, where are they going to go? Yeah, they have to do drugs just to survive. And I was in Los Angeles County in the riots of 91, and a mile from the epicenter down there, and the sheriffs or the city LAPD backed off to let them vent. Well, venting is what killed a lot of people and burned hundreds of places that I was on. And it's this venting and letting them speak out and say their frustration is just because, or I mean, it's because the Democrats, oh, we have to let the poor people vent and all that kind of bull. This is, you know, hey, you throw a rock, you get put in jail. You burn a building, you get put in jail. And that's how it was in New York. It should be happening right now. You don't commit a crime unless you can do the time.
Ed, appreciate the call. And, you know, the little I know about the case is that wherever he was encountered, he fled. And and the officers are saying there's no force used, but he has, you know, obviously significant injury here, so that it is worthy of an investigation. But, again, doesn't connect with the riots and what's happened there. I agree with you completely. Casey and Kildare wanted to respond to something that Andrew said, too. Go ahead, Casey, you're up.
Good morning, Scott. How are you? This beautiful day.
It is a beauty, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Well, I'm glad we finally got some rain, too. We can get them crops in the ground. But I wanted to respond to Andrew and say that, you know, there's an age-old adage that those who live by the sword shall die by the sword. And it's, you know, that career criminals don't often change their strategy. Yeah, they do sometimes, but, you know, a guy with a rap sheet as long as your arm, you can't necessarily say, well, he was just a good, sweet guy.
Yeah, that rap sheet is unbelievable. I mean, it doesn't obviously warrant force that is beyond, you know, what is necessary, but you're right. I was reading, there's a bunch of stories on it during the break. I pulled up one from The Atlantic entitled The Mysterious Death of Freddie Gray. And they talk about, yeah, he had a few scrapes with the law. I think that's their term. I can't find it exactly here, but something to the effect of, you know, he had a few scrapes with the law. You know, but, you know, it's amazing. I mean, it's you look at that rap sheet, you said that's more than a few scrapes with the law, right? I mean, a serial offender.
A scrape with the law is like a shoplifting. Once, way back when. But, you know, it's just... you know, it's sad that he died, but, you know, at the same time, you're also tangling with people who are trained and equipped to deal with the worst elements in our society, the criminals that would rather die than go to jail. And, you know, bad things can happen during those encounters.
Yes, yeah, exactly right, unfortunately. So don't run, right? Don't put yourself in that position. I mean, start there without question. But again, I just don't know how. Okay, well, you know, it's as though, and I saw something yesterday, I forget from whom, about the social media chatter on all of these, the pre-riot social media chatter, and 50 of the worst agitators on social media in Baltimore were also the identical 50 doing the same thing in Ferguson. Okay, so, you know, what is it? There's an agenda at work here, and it's using a case like Freddie Gray and questions and an investigation to instigate this kind of stuff.
And I, honestly, you know, not to sound all conspiracy theorists, but I believe that they are looking at nationalizing the police force, and that would not be good for anybody.
the I think it was National View Online where I saw that. I'm going to find that because I was pretty amazed by it. Let me try and dig it up, and I'll share some more information as we go throughout the morning here. Thank you, Casey. Nice to hear from Killdeer. Alma Polar Service Center there, north of Killdeer on Highway 22, one of our newest sponsors here on the program. And we were proud to help them find 20 new technicians in rather a short period of time. They thought it would take a year or so. We found all 20 pretty quickly. They're always going to be adding because there's more shifts. But anyway, we're excited to tell folks about the tank wash there and the great service work to do and parts delivery, both their Billings location and in Killdeer as well, Polar Service Center. But Casey calling from Killdeer made me think of that. All right, let's get to Mike in Bismarck. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Well, this agenda that this gentleman just talked about and you talked about is Obama's agenda. It's called the Transformation of America. This man grew up with parents, I'm talking about our president, who literally hated white people. And that's in his book, Dreams of My Father. If you just look it up and read it, people don't bother to check things out. It is there in the writing. And also, I'd like to know why the police and officials in these towns of Ferguson and Baltimore had a heads up and they let all this destruction and ruin and chaos go on. I mean, it's disgraceful, and they know or they had a good idea when it was going to happen, and they allowed it to happen. And I'm going to go back to what I said first of all. This is our transformation of America. This is what people voted for. And it's very annoying that people don't realize it. I mean, all these people that are, they're being bussed in to be agitators, and that's part of the Democratic agenda. And well, I will be quiet.
No, I think you're right on the Democratic agenda. This one of the stories in National Review yesterday was this is riot flag Baltimore is a catastrophe entirely of the Democratic Party's own making. And the argument they're making there is that, you know, this despair, okay, in black urban communities is a failure across the board. That is from, you know, poverty, despair, big government is from poorly run cities.
Well, it's a Democratic-run city. You can see it all over the country. You can see Oakland. You can see Detroit. You can see all the cities that are bankrupt are being run by a Democratic mayor. Mostly, of course.
And I guess if you're worried about that being exposed, you're going to be turning folks into agitators to make it about something else. I mean, fair point, Mike. Appreciate the call. Agree or disagree, let us know on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met, big dreams, big risk, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
He Dolls has it. They sure do, folks. He Dolls has it. What am I talking about? Well, when you think He Dolls, you're probably thinking, I need that part and I need it bad, right? That's right. I need something, you know, Harley Davidson to Caterpillar, everything in between made up a particular part. Their machine shops can handle it. He Dolls has that, the latest technology. Skilled technicians that can perform a full range of services. And all the parts and accessories to keep your vehicle looking good and running well. Engines, windshields, bumpers, and more, everything for them. They have it for the stuff not on the shelf. They can get it for you from their warehouse, usually overnight, which is nice as well. But I want to tell you about something else that He Dolls has, and that is people. Great people. The secret weapon of He Dolls success is those folks that have been there for a long time. Like Al Bosch in Bismarck. 1972 is when he started. The summer of 72 started working for He Dolls. So think about that. All the time that he's worked, find exactly that right part for folks. And he's one of those car guys. You know, a lot of the folks that He Dolls date is love cars. They eat and sleep it. And his first vehicle, he was still in high school. It was a 1959 Studebaker Lark. The best part of that, baby, wasn't the price. $79. That's pretty cool. But it was actually pink. It was actually pink. I kid you not, yeah. And he had to put a windshield in it, too, so I guess he had $109 in that thing. But if you get there, make sure you ask him about it. He's had a lot of pickups and cars since then, but I tell you, he remembers that 59 Studebaker Lark, pink, fun little car, four-door. I can't believe it. That is an absolute classic. And I love talking with the folks at He Dolls about their first car and about how much they love the auto parts business and taking care of their customers. HeDolls.com to find a location near you. They're all throughout North Dakota, western Montana. You have, western Minnesota, eastern Montana is what I meant to say, and western Minnesota as well as South Dakota as well. He Dolls has it. Say hi to Al Bosch in Bismarck when you see him. Tell him you heard about his pink Studebaker on the radio. Okay, John in Arkansas. Are you from Arkansas or are you listening in Arkansas, John?
I'm from Arkansas.
From Arkansas and up in our part of the world. What's on your mind today?
Hey, I'd just like to say, you know, one of the things that a town like Ferguson and a town like Baltimore has got in common is they are majority and minority. And I think that whenever you have a majority and minority city, it ruins our culture, the police work can't be done, and it turns into a third world. It turns into a third world city.
So you're saying you know, what that statement sounds pretty racist, John. Why is that not a racist statement to say if it's a majority of a minority, then they're going to be running like a third world country?
Well,
because I think we can find that other cities around the country that haven't had the level of violence or the riots or the lawlessness that a Ferguson or a Baltimore brought that would be, you know, highly populated with minorities. I mean, you're right on those two examples, without question. But I think, as I say, we can find other ones. Just tell me why you don't think that's a racist statement.
Well, I think people throw the word race around too freely. I mean, anytime you say anything derogatory toward another race, you're automatically called a racist.
That's true. And I'm not trying to call you racist. I'm just saying, if you say, hey, if there's a majority of minorities in a town, they're going to be lawless. They're going to be a third world country. I definitely
believe that's right.
Yeah, I know you do because you made that statement. But I'm just trying to say, how is that? Okay, then answer my question. How is it that other communities that have a majority of minorities aren't third world countries
I think it's coming, though. I think it's coming. You look at a lot of small towns where I'm from, and if they're majority-minority, it's a place that you don't belong. It's a place that white people shouldn't go. And you'll be seeing that around this country worse and worse.
So, why?
Why?
I mean, I'm not accepting your premise. I'm saying, why is it happening? Why do you think that is?
I live in a small town, Harrison, Arkansas, population about 13,000. It's a pretty poor town. Probably average salary is around $24,000 a year. It's 99% white. Very low crime, very nice town. You can go to Camden, Arkansas, 13,000 population. Majority minority. Average income's around 36,000. Crime all over. People don't want to go there. The town's shrinking. The white people are moving out.
Okay, well, in both scenarios, you've described people, human beings. Why? I'm still getting into the root cause of why you believe that because the color of the skin of one town is predominantly one thing different from the other community, why is it happening? I would go back to not looking at it from the perspective of the color of their skin, but just to say what's the family breakdown? What's the what's the culture like? What's the you know, why? In other words, if there's tons of despair, you know, then why has that happened? Do they not feel like they have hope? What's going on? Do they have a mom? Do they have a dad? Do they have a family background? Do you know what I mean?
That's exactly right. And you hit on the one thing. It's culture. It's culture. It's the cultures of different races of people. When they become majority, they will run that system.
Yeah, and I don't know that culture is not colorblind. I don't think it's you know, you define your culture by your color. John,
look at demographics all over this country. Look at your white areas. Look at your black areas.
All right. I was going to ask Manny a question, but he's answering a phone call here because he's my barometer and whether a line has been crossed there. Appreciate the call, John. Thank you. Stay tuned. We'll see if others agree or disagree with you. So, Manny, you're there? Are you able to chat with me for a second?
I am here.
Okay, so what did you think when you heard that guy?
I don't even know what to think, to be honest with you.
Does it offend you?
I mean, no. I mean, because I think it's just one man's, you know, uninformed, you know, misguided opinion. So I don't really, you know, it doesn't upset me or offend me or anything like that. It's just, I guess more than anything, I'm just shaking my head at what I say more than anything. So, but.
And I wish we could get to a place where, and again, I'm it's an opinion. I'm with Manny. He's one guy that has an opinion. But just to be able to have this conversation in this country without feeling like you're walking on eggshells, right? and get to the root cause of these problems. And hopefully do it in a colorblind way, right? Just to, even if statistically everything he said was accurate, why is it happening? That's what I was trying to get. Well, why? What is different about this versus that? And there has to be more than, well, their color is that, and their color is that, therefore it's, you know, their cultures. No, that's sort of a knee-jerk quick way to say it without really getting to the root cause of it. Here's what I worry about, honestly, in this discussion. Because if we go there, we end up getting to a place that can spiral into a slugfest. I'd rather have a conversation of, people need hope. They need an anchor. They need something that says, okay, it's tough now, but it's going to get better, right? And if you lose that anchor and you lose that sense of hope and have total, so things can really spiral out of control. And there's a lot of examples of that. And that to me is poor leadership, right? Whether it be in these cities, in these states, whether it be nationally. I mean, I saw the growth rate today. Did you see that in the first quarter? 0.2% growth rate. Okay, yeah, you know what? We know North Dakota's cranking, right? Maybe slowed a little bit, obviously slowed a little bit from the high water mark, but still cranking. But imagine, if 0.2 is the national rate, that means some places are really, I mean, they're going backwards. And that's when you lose that hope. At what point does the Obama administration own some of this, for crying out loud? Kurt in Bismarck, another Kurt in Bismarck. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Scott, I'm so proud of you. I'm just doing flips. We can't ever have this conversation because we get into places where we have to walk on eggshells. If we get to the why and talk about people and human beings, we might actually get somewhere. Right. And I just called in to say that your comments about that, about if in fact we in the future, and we actually don't want to just BS about our kids and our grandkids, but we want a better place for them, we're going to have to move to that place, whether we like it or not.
Well, good. Let's have a productive conversation about it and try and sort it out and present some solutions, for sure. Thank you, Kurt. I appreciate that, and always held accountable to our fine listeners here. Jeff in Jamestown, what's on your mind?
Part of my problem is all this boils down to personal responsibility, correct?
Sure.
And there isn't any. But at the same time, already we're campaigning. We got the Clinton camp who's full of funds from who knows where. And on the other side, we got the Koch brothers going to dump $800 million to $1 billion in their side of the campaign. It looks pretty hopeless for the common guy to have a voice at all. And it's really getting to be despair, isn't it?
I don't get too wrapped up in that for the following reason. One, I want full disclosure. Now, this Clinton thing's a little messy, right? They got the Canadian angle now, and they're always gaming something, and, we got to get to the bottom of that. But as long as we know and say, where are the dollars coming from? Here's my example of how money means nothing. Rick Santorum, remember, in the last presidential run for the nomination, won Iowa with pennies compared to Mitt Romney. I mean pennies, right? And, just simply got in a pickup truck and went to every county in Iowa, and it was a dead heat, and they said Romney won, but they later recounted and found out he'd won. He didn't do it with much money. So there's plenty of examples where the David versus Goliath deal, where the person with all the money does not win. So I think that suggests the common man, to use your term, can have a say. And have a role where we are guaranteed to lose is when we don't engage. It doesn't matter anyway. So and so's going to win. They're gaming the system. Then you're guaranteed to lose. I mean, I want to know who's giving who what, but I don't worry that we don't have a voice.
I agree to disagree.
That's all right, Jeff. Appreciate the call. Thank you for that. Going to go back up the Kildare. Ron's waiting when we come back.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Scott Hillen here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal. You can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim. They'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shop with four techs that can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online, snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors Watford City.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Did you know MyPillow is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation? That is quite an honor, folks. And you know what? It's for good reason. This pillow is unbelievable. It adjusts to any sleep position. It does that with a very unique patented interlocking fill system. It also stays cool. There's no tossing or turning. Talked to one guy who said, you know, I used to have a pillow on the floor and swap it out every time I'd wake up from my pillow being too hot. Now I got the pillow you got, Scott, and the thing is unbelievable. It stays cool all night long. That's right. It's machine washable and dryable. It's non-allergenic. And the bottom line is it will not go flat. There's a 10-year warranty to back it up. 60-night money-back guarantee. That's how much we know you're going to love it. Two-for-one pillow right now on the original classic deal to celebrate the official National Sleep Foundation pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, and take advantage of that half-price deal. But hurry, hurry, hurry. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call this number, 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
What's on my mind? Hot stuff, personal pan pizza from PetroServe USA. That's what's on my mind. Busy day today, jam-packed, no time for lunch on the calendar, so better swing into a PetroServe USA location and get the pizza. I'm a big fan of the pepperoni. Just rock solid, that pepperoni pizza. They have thin crust now, hot stuff pizza, too, where you can buy the whole pizza at PetroServe USA locations. But I get that 4-for-4 deal for lunch. It's fabulous. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce soda. Probably go Coke Zero today. And a couple of cookies. Yeah. And the oatmeal raisin or the M&M. Really, really good. 4-for-4. Where can you get 4 items for $4 and a lunch or dinner for $4? I mean, you can't beat it. PetroServe USA, Bismarck Mandan. And when you head eastward, you find them in Valley City, Castleton, a lot of locations all throughout North Dakota and out there in Grafton, too, down there in Wahpeton, of course, Fargo, West Fargo, Moorhead, Dilworth, Bemidji, a lot of locations. They're in Arthur, North Dakota, for crying out loud. Of course they are. All right, back to the phones here on What's On Your Mind. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. Last chance to weigh in. Tell me what's on your mind. I want to know. 701-258-0550. Next hour, Congressman Kevin Cramer for the whole hour and the talk radio town hall. Ron in Kildare, you're next on the program. Hey, Ron.
Yeah, hi. Say, I've been watching this deal that's been going on in Baltimore. And it seems like this has been a problem that we've seen a lot throughout our country. Now, I was born and raised in North Dakota. I graduated from the school at science, and then me and my wife moved to South Dakota. And I got to know quite a few Native Americans down in South Dakota. But there's reservations in North Dakota, too. And some of those are my good friends, and they're hard workers. There's no difference, really, between people that I've seen. But go on the reservation sometime. Go to Shannon County, South Dakota, and it is just an area of total despair. And my question would be to a lot of the people, a lot of the listeners, would these Native Americans be treated any different if they were wealthy instead of poor?
Treated by different by whom? Ron.
Yeah.
Treated different by whom? By the law enforcement officers, you mean, or what?
By our local politicians. You know, the areas of our country that seem to do well, there seems to be a coalition between campaign contributions and new schools, new roads, new opportunities. And there's areas in the country where you do see very wealthy Native Americans. And I've wondered if the people in these cities, you know, our tax code is so upside down. It so favors the wealthy. Today, I think, is tax day. And these big corporations are taking their monies overseas instead of reinvesting them back in our country. And then we sit and scratch our heads when there's no opportunity in some of these areas. Being from North Dakota, you know, North Dakota receives a lot of money back from the federal government. And I wonder sometimes, I went to college with some of these people, and they got Pell Grants, they got all kinds of loan deficiency payments, they got all kinds of stuff that went out to the ag community. Growing up in a city, we didn't get that. And I wonder sometimes if the people in these bigger areas would have received the loan deficiency payments and the direct payments that some of our bigger farmers have gotten, maybe their lives would be different. But I guess when you're raised in a red state like that, I don't even know if you're allowed to ask the question.
Well, I'm not agreeing with much of what you're saying, Ron, only because you're suggesting somehow a government program is going to make somebody's life better.
You have to ask yourself, some of those kids that I went to school with got Pell Grants because their parents wrote their income off. Now, did it make a difference? Well, I had two jobs when I went to college at science trying to pay my own way. You know, does it make a difference? Would I have taken the money if I could have got it? Yeah, I would have. But I wonder sometimes where the new schools would be built, you know. And I wonder sometimes, you should ask Representative Cramer, would he act any difference if the Indians on the reservation were wealthy, you know, instead of just trying to get by?
But your suggestion is that because they're not wealthy, nobody pays attention to them. They're victims.
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that our politicians pay a lot more attention to people who are wealthy and are in a position to make campaign contributions.
Yeah, but I would argue that you probably, if you dug into it, would see in the way of quote unquote federal programs or help, you're going to have people who are, for lack of a better term, self-supporting, get a lot less help from the government. So I'm not sure that's accurate as well. Now, when you say pay attention, we can define that a million different ways. You know, who gets their calls returned quicker, I guess? I don't know. Somebody that's, given a campaign donation, probably, right? But that doesn't mean that, you know, oh, they haven't given anything? Oh, they're poor? Oh, they live on the reservation? Well, don't call them back. Who cares about them? I don't see that from anybody, Republican, Democrat. I don't like the idea of people being a victim because of how much money they have in their bank account. I really don't. Or where they live. I think that is part of the problem of what's happened. Ron, appreciate your call. We're up against the break here. But I think that's part of the problem of the Baltimores and the Fergusons. And again, you're told so long you're a victim and you know, you're not worthy and you have no hope and they're jamming it to you. Pretty soon you start believing all of it. They need hope is what they need. Interesting discussion this hour. I'll tell you that. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
PetroServe USA makes everyone a winner with their $10,000 giveaway. Register to win 100 $100 gift cards given away while you share a 4-for-4 with the family. Hot Stuff Pizza, 20-ounce drink, and 2 cookies for just $4. At PetroServe USA, everyone is a winner. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.